It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Let's, shall we?
Shall we? Yes.
Begin? Yes.
Wednesday, not Tuesday.
September the 4th, 2013.
Woo!
A day that will possibly be forgotten shortly. I mean, you just never know with days. Could just feel like a normal day and then boom!
Boom.
I don't know. Nothing crazy planned today.
Nope.
Normal day, right?
Normal day.
All right, good. Luke's got a Little League game. Have you noticed that we are constantly at baseball fields?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have.
My son, Jack Cheater, starting pitcher yesterday.
Yeah. He did really well.
Awesome sauce.
That was a good game.
All over that ball.
Don't take pictures at that game. He did really good, though.
He did really good. I was pretty proud. I was pretty proud. The Paradise Hills Tigers got the win. Bow!
Yeah!
Yeah, good job, guys. Moving on.
Moving on.
It's Wednesday. We got a big show today. A lot of crazy stuff in the comic book world. So, of course. You know, coming up, one of our favorite segments of the week.
Comic Corner Nerd
Comic
world.
Corner!
You know the nerds here at Team Awesome Morning Party are going to be covering that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
We woke up late.
It's weird. The week is halfway over, and it seems like it just began.
Here's the interesting thing. It is still dark out. Have you noticed how dark it is outside?
Yeah, man.
So I think people are having trouble waking up because, you know, it's still dark outside. It's harder for me. I know, like, summer months, you know, it's brighter earlier, so it seems like, oh, yeah, I feel fully rested because I'm not waking up in the middle of the night.
And speaking of the brighter side of things, if you think about it, we're that much closer to the weekend.
Yes, we are.
We had a long weekend last weekend. This weekend is coming up fast.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Man, we sound so excited right now. I feel like we're the two ladies on Saturday Night Live that were like, yeah, this is great, exciting. Exciting. Today we're going to hear a story about flowers brought to you from Maine. That's how I feel.
What do you want from me? So here's the thing. I was reading this article that was talking about radio, and when you start a show, do you start off and pretend like it's, you know, you're 2 hours in and you're amped up, or do you, like, get it going? Because when people wake up, do you ever wake up, like, fully amped and ready to rock?
Usually.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
Usually I wake up and I'm like, I think that's why Brody keeps waking up.
Yeah.
But...
Probably.
No, I think it should be a slow build, and then, you know, just awesome at some point.
Yeah. Now, yesterday we found out some pretty incredible news.
Right now. What's the incredible news?
Transformers 4 officially titled.
I see what you did. It is officially titled, everyone.
Got the teaser poster yesterday.
We did.
Age of Extinction.
Whoa.
Dinobots confirmed.
Look out.
How can you not be excited about that and just want to wake up?
I'm excited about it.
All right.
Should we save that for comic
book? No, too late. I just said it. Too late now. Woo, just said it.
I'm going to put a link to it.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch also confirmed.
He hates Venus Company.
Nah, dude, we hang out all the time. I post his photos on the internet. He loves it.
Is that your workout buddy?
He loves being called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. We go way back.
Yeah.
I would actually love to interview that guy.
I bet it's awesome.
Last time he was on Letterman, he was talking about what got him through prison.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, Jeremiah... That's here.
Oh, yeah.
On staff. He's, he like, what's it called?
doubled him?
Yeah, not shadowed, but I guess
it's called his body double. He stunt his not stunt man.
He said he hung out with him and he's super cool.
Yeah, super nice Jeremiah guy. Was also the body double for Gary Oldman in the Book of Eli.
Yep.
Cool stuff.
My boy Jeremiah, if he's listening.
We're not doing anything with our lives, but we know people.
We know people.
We know people who are.
Do we?
Yeah, I thought.
Well, we know Jeremiah.
Right, we know Jeremiah. Your wife's doing good things.
Yeah, she's been on
tour.
She's on tour. She's been an extra on Nashville a couple of times. We've barely seen her, but we saw her.
That's cool.
Real fast. She's beautiful.
She's going to be here at the end of September for Harvest America. Firefly playing a show.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. We got some great shows coming in September, which is now.
Now.
A couple great shows.
It
Firefly.
Is September of 2013.
I know.
It is Wednesday, September 4th, 2013. How did we get here?
I don't know.
Where is my hoverboard? Where is it?
Quick reminder, City Harmonic, September 22nd. Lobo Theater, live at the Lobo.
I'm really upset. I'm upset about...
Tickets available now.
Hoverboards and flying cars. Where are they?
My static radio don't know.
Where are they?
I don't have these answers.
They're probably being kept somewhere where you can't take pictures of them. That's where they are.
I can't wait till Friday when we go to practice and then... We can talk about this so that people have an understanding of what you are frustrated about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy right. head.
Well, we're obviously not waking you up. I've got a plan.
You got a plan?
I got a band. I got a plan.
Let's put in that.
We're going to help people. No! Stop talking Culture Shock. Got a plan. They're called Unifier.
All right.
If this doesn't help wake you up... Breaking news, Will.
Woo!
Right around the corner. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news with me, right now. No pictures included. John McCain caught playing online poker during Syria hearings. It's kind of a bummer. A Washington Post photographer snapped a photo of John McCain playing online poker during Tuesday's Syria hearings on Capitol Hill.
Without his permission?
Yes.
And he posted it somewhere?
McCain isn't even attempting to get evasive. After the photos started making the rounds, McCain tweeted, "Scandal! Caught playing iPhone game at 3+ hour Senate hearing. Worst of all, I lost." That's a good way to handle it.
Good job, John McCain.
He elaborated later, "As much as I like to always listen with rapt attention." Good use of the word rapt.
No.
"To remarks of my colleagues over a 3.5 hour period, occasionally I get a little bored, and so I resorted. But the worst thing about it is I lost thousands of dollars in this game." He quickly added it was fake money. Wow.
Oh, good job, John McCain.
That's a big deal.
He's a war hero, man.
He's a war hero.
If he wants to play online poker while he's listening to old people
talking about Syria. It's important.
I agree.
No sarcasm.
No one in that room probably knows more about the cost of war than John McCain. Are you kidding me?
You're right.
That dude, yeah, he is a hero. Moving on. Shall we keep going?
Let's go. Couple's chicken rental service is catching on. A man and wife's chicken rental service is catching on. Phil and Jen Tompkins of Freeport, Pennsylvania, say they are giving people who like the idea of farm fresh eggs, Chrissy, an opportunity to see if they are up to the task keeping hens before taking the plunge.
Dude.
Whoever types this misses words. They provided their first hen rental in July and are spreading the word with a soft opening of their business ahead of their grand opening next spring. Rent the Chicken provides two hens already laying eggs, a willed coop, feed for the entire rental period, and a water dish for $350. They will deliver the hens in May and collect them again in November. During that time period, the hens should lay between 8 and 14 eggs a week.
OK. gosh.
At the end of the rental period, a client may either have the hens and coop picked up to rent again the following spring, or they have the option to buy. So you can lease to own.
Chickens.
Or you can just rent.
Don't say this on the air, my wife.
Chrissy, it's called
she wants chicken
Rent
so badly.
The Chicken. There is no website provided, but I'm sure a quick Google search.
She seriously wants chickens so badly.
I know.
In our back. You realize what this means for you as well.
I can't.
Roommate.
Chickens. No, let me tell you something about chickens. I once had a rooster chase me out of a barn. I am not kidding. Scarred for life. And then it's going to get real here. I need some dramatic music, and we're going to go back.
Dramatic music.
Dramatic, not Superman.
Not...
Something dramatic.
Dramatic, like scary dramatic?
Yes.
Like Jaws dramatic?
Not Jaws.
Like Harry Potter?
What is Days like of Themes?
Is that Days of Thunder? There you go. That's it. That's dramatic.
Perfect. Days of Our Lives, not Days of Thunder. It's completely thrown off. Anyway... Rooster chases me out of the barn.
No,
stop talking. It's perfect.
You have to tell the story with the dramatic music behind it as they would have told the story on said television show.
I've never watched Days of Our Lives.
But it's
that's my stories.
Opera.
I can
you
do can, it. Yeah. Cue it up.
Okay, ready?
As the rooster chased me out of the barn, I feared for my life, hurrying across the ranch yard, taking cover inside. Only to find myself gripped with passion. But not the passion you think. The passion of revenge. I prayed that night, Lord, please smite mine enemies. That rooster embarrassed me today. Everyone saw me running from him. The next day I awoke to go and feed the chickens per my duties. I walked into the barn and did not encounter the rooster at all. Bumfuzzled, I went back to the house to go about my day. Later, the lead rancher would enter the home and say, "Well, Matt, I guess the Lord answered your prayer. He deemed fit to give you what you wanted." And I said, "What do you mean? What do you mean, sir?" And he said, "I went into the barn and I found the rooster dead."
Really?
Yeah, the rooster had shoved its head in between two planks and had actually broken its own neck trying to get out.
Stop it!
Not kidding. The next day.
And you actually had prayed for its demise?
Let that be a lesson to every one of you. Do not mess with me. If I do something and it gets on your nerves, maybe you want to chase me out of the room. Maybe you want to embarrass me over social media. I got a direct line to heaven, and sometimes he picks up, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, back to breaking news. This is my dream. Okay, my wife's family all lives in Florida.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yep.
Florida family finds $300,000 worth of sunken treasure.
No way.
Yes, this is real life. Rick and Lisa Schmidt and their grown children, Hillary and Eric, found gold chains and coins from the wreckage of a convoy of 11 ships that went down in a hurricane off the coast of Florida in 1715 en route from Havana to Spain. The ship's manifests indicate that about $400 million worth of treasure was on board, of which $175 million has been recovered. The Schmidts, who live in Sanford, Florida, have been searching for treasure for years. Eric Schmidt, who made the latest haul, also found a silver platter worth about $25,000 in 2002 when he was in high school sophomore. Dang. Under U.S. and Florida law, the treasure will be placed into the custody of the U.S. District Court in South Florida. State of Florida will be allowed to take possession of up to 20% of the find for display in a state museum.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And the last thing I'm going to talk about. Ready for this?
Yep.
There is now a Facebook flavor of ice cream.
Seriously?
After noticing that his 15-year-old daughter was spending a lot of time on Facebook, an ice cream seller in Croatia, where we have all the good ideas, with help from his brother, created a Facebook-flavored ice cream.
The brother tastes like remorse.
Don't post that picture!
The brothers poured blue syrup on top of vanilla ice cream and placed a sign which had Facebook's logo on it, attracting many customers to his ice cream stand. The cost is about $1.30 a scoop. Customers say the ice cream tastes like candy, chewing gum, and remorse. Just kidding, but it probably does. The ice cream has not been approved by Facebook. That means no one has liked its page yet. And the brothers have not contacted the social media giant. They're going to get sued.
They are. That's what happens.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your breaking news.
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. If you would like to get a shout out on the air, maybe there's a loved one of yours
who has a birthday
that you would like to publicly say happy birthday to. Or maybe you're a private type that doesn't like telling anyone happy birthday publicly because then the government will know about you.
Yesterday,
so you don't post pictures or talk about your family.
No birthdays.
No birthdays.
Yesterday was my buddy Colin's birthday.
Yes! How did we not call him during birthdays? Because he was still asleep.
Yeah, he would have been awake. He's Eastern time.
We did, however, call and sing to him.
We called and sang to him later, and then he called me back and said he had had one of the best birthdays ever.
That's awesome.
I know.
I love that man.
Yeah. So if you have a birthday, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, and we will throw it up like puke.
Or Facebook-flavored ice cream.
There you go.
Yep. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Traffic.
I totally turned that down way too early.
Traffic.
It just changed.
My bad.
What's with this thing?
It just loaded and I accidentally hit F5 and so
My bad. I see what's going on. We have the road construction at Unser Boulevard and I-40. Other than that, everything is smooth sailing right now, but it is early, so that would make sense.
Well, all right.
That's your look at traffic. Brought to you by Solomon's Porch Sopo here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Boulevard. You can reach them at this phone number that Steve-O's going to tell you.
338-3669. They open up at 7 o'clock, and we will be the first in line. I need coffee. I need coffee.
I need coffee.
I'm hoping they have some of those pumpkin muffins, because those are my favorite.
Those pumpkin muffins are delicious.
It is now 6:45.
Yeah!
Which means time for birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out on Static Radio, we do it every day.
Every single day. Did you
send us an email?
If anybody had to email?
studio@mystaticradio.com. We got an email from Stephanie from HarperCollins wanting to sell us some books.
They're publishing hot topics there at HarperCollins.
Yeah.
Watch out.
No birthdays.
No birthdays.
But we do have Stever.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's day 247.
That's right.
I feel like you wouldn't remember when the hostages were in Iran. It's day 247.
That was pretty good.
Wait.
Was that Walter Cronkite?
No.
Peter Jennings?
Is that what Argo is about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I remember, man.
Well, Argo's about, the very beginning of that. Yeah. Anyway, there's 118 days remaining. And, the year is just winding down. It's getting darker and darker.
Yeah, it is.
Outside.
It's getting harder and harder to wake up on
time.
Yes,
it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Man.
I'm all good.
I am not. It stays darker longer, and man.
Okay, not a stellar birthday day.
That's okay. Let's just go for it.
But we're going to make it fun.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
All right, here we go.
On September 4th.
Here we go. Never seen it. But from Whitney and Two Broke Girls, it's Whitney Cummings' birthday.
All right.
You guys know who Whitney is?
Yes.
It's her birthday.
Is the show called Whitney?
No, it's called Two Broke Girls.
Whitney was called Whitney, and now she's in Two Broke Girls.
They canceled Whitney because it wasn't
funny. Oh, they canceled Whitney and added her to Two Broke Girls?
Yeah, pretty much. Or no.
34.
36.
She is 31. 31. Oh, 31 man. Years old.
She looks older than
this. This will be the highlight for Steve-O for birthdays today. Ready?
Yep.
No, it's not his birthday.
It's not Roger Daltrey's birthday?
No, he was just in the news, though, this morning, going to visit teenage kids with cancer. How cool is that?
That's cool.
I mean, that
would you say he was... Never mind. Never mind.
So, yeah. From CSI Miami, Condi Alexander.
All right.
I don't know who it is. It's one of the people from CSI Miami. Condi, it's K-H-A-N-D-I Alexander.
47.
43.
56.
Good.
Wow. It feels good to get real close.
Yeah, yeah. You guys watch Dr. Drew?
Totally have never watched Dr. Drew.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what Argo was about?
No, no.
Okay.
Absolutely was not. Dr. Drew celebrating a birthday today, though, from CNN, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Is he Loveline? Is that Dr.
Yes,
Drew?
Yes. Oh, okay. I think it is.
I know Dr. Yeah. Drew.
Did you call him?
Glasses, gray
I
hair.
To listen to it.
I think prematurely gray, maybe.
Yeah.
Prematurely gray. Context clues. 52. 56.
55.
Oh, man.
You guys are pretty close.
Context clues.
Yeah, well, I try to help. I just try not to give away any series information anymore because I get in trouble when I do
Sha.
That.
Sha.
All right.
Sha.
What you wanna do?
Is this in Living
in
Color?
Living Color.
Yeah, it is. Look out.
In Living Color.
I'm going to write a rap
you know,
song.
Who did this rap song? Who did this? Anyone? Come on. Trivia. A little trivia. Who did this theme song?
I bet you know.
I don't know.
Who did it?
It's like a balloon. You see, it's never too late, and it's never too soon. Come on.
I don't know.
Who?
Heavy D.
Heavy D did
hey,
it.
So don't you think Keenan Ivory Wayne started the show thinking, I'm going to be a big star?
Yeah.
And then his little brother said, ha!
Ha! All of them. So which Wayans brother
is... It's the Wayans brother.
Keenan Ivory Wayans?
No.
Damon Wayans?
Yep.
Yes.
Was that Major Payne?
Yes. Most notably in my childhood for a film called The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, saw that.
With
that was not
Bruce
a funny
Willis.
Movie.
Not at all.
Which, yeah.
It's Damon's birthday.
Damon Wayne.
Damon Wayne's birthday, man. Now his son is now on television shows.
Okay.
Like, as lead comedy guys.
Okay.
He was in the pilot for New Girl.
Oh,
then the pilot.
And then he was gone.
And then he was gone because he's also on that other show that I think actually just got canceled. What was that show? I don't remember. But he was like, no, this one pays me better on CBS.
Who was one of the fly girls from...
J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so...
I didn't watch it every
you
week
know
on
so much
Fox.
Trivia.
Anyway.
Living Color.
It's Damon's birthday. How old is he?
He is 53.
48.
Steve-O got it.
53. Whoa! Yes.
Look at you, friend.
I do know so much about In Living Color.
You do.
Man, my sweet Baptist mother let me watch that show on Fox.
Chrissy, this chicken song reminds me. Chickens for rent.
Stop it!
Google it. Sorry.
We're not getting chickens. You realize that means you... My
not
lovely roommate will help me build this hen house or whatever they're called. Coops.
Yeah, I would be fine doing
okay,
it.
Okay, hey, no! I'm just going to tell you whose birthday it is.
Okay.
Judith Ivey, because you don't know who that is.
No
yes,
idea.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
What was she from?
She played Keanu Reeves' mom in The Devil's Advocate.
Right!
And she had a couple of appearances on...
Law and Order.
Yeah, as an attorney, I think.
Nice.
60.
SVU, actually.
It's my show! That is my show! Wait. Okay, was she the one that had the alcohol problem and she showed up to the court case and she was...
I don't know.
She was wasted. I bet she was.
We'll
I bet she was.
Yeah.
I bet that was her.
Okay, after you guess her age, you can look her up.
Okay.
Judith Ivey.
Judith Ivey.
I said 60.
I love...
Ivy with an EY.
I've never seen...
Okay, we're almost out of theme. How old
order,
is she?
Much less
she
SVU.
She is 61. Probably older. Guess, Steve-O.
I said 60.
62.
Oh!
She's 62.
All right, I'm
now,
looking her up now.
Do you want another reference for this next one?
Yes.
This is music from South Pacific, which
Ooh.
This lady was in.
South Pacific Rim? Was
no,
that
South
the
Pacific,
sequel?
Like the Hammerstein whatever, the big...
The musical.
Broadway.
There's a musical called South Pacific.
Yes.
Yeah, her IMDb dates back to the 50s.
Ooh, so. Wow. Man, IMDb's had a website for a long time.
Yep.
They predate the internet itself.
Yep.
In printed form, our website was called Newspaper.
Who is it? What's her name?
Mitzi Gaynor.
Who's that?
Mitzi Gaynor.
She was in South Pacific. She's a dancer, singer.
Is that a movie?
Oh, Steve-O.
Dave's mother-in-law's name is Mitzi.
Rodgers and Hammerstein? Either Rodgers one. And Hammerstein, yeah.
I say that she, this sweet young lady, is 76.
84.
No.
Okay. 92.
82.
82.
I was close!
You were.
And you know what? I didn't bother getting music for this because you guys could do it probably as good as, you know. But
you
from
it.
Zodiac, Say Anything, and Wayne's World.
Oh, dude.
You could do that.
Wayne's we could World. Do the Wayne's World?
Yeah.
We're not it's Wayne's really World! Wayne's World! Part-time! Excellent!
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure it's Iona Sky. I think she played the girlfriend that wouldn't go away.
No, no, the girlfriend that wouldn't go away in the first movie, her name was Stacy. She was played by the girl who Stacey. Also dated Jack Nicholson. She was on I believe, Law & Order type show.
Okay, and it's not Ione Sky?
She was a dancer. Her name, she's got three names. What's that chick's name?
I don't know, but it's Ione's birthday.
Iota.
It's I-O-N-E. Ione?
Ione.
Sky.
Ione Sky.
How old is she?
I own
43.
38.
Did you look it up?
No.
Did you get a text?
No.
No.
She's 43.
Whoa! Boom! Two in a row! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chicken for rent.
Christy, Laura you Flynn said Boyle. Google it. Laura Flynn Boyle. And I didn't get a text. Laura Flynn Boyle? Was that her name? Laura Flynn Boyle. She played Stacy.
She was in that Law.
That's what I
series.
Just said. She dated Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
I do know way too much stuff right. about yes. nothing
about 90s comedy.
Everything you want in the box.
Is it Beyonce's birthday?
Yep.
Oh my snap! My friend Ebony back in Nashville is going nuts today.
Well, Beyonce's weird.
She probably took off work for this. No lie.
But it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Beyonce.
She has accomplished much more, and I think we're close in age. Is she 30, like 32?
No. Oh, no. Please be older than me.
I think she's
at least.
Young, dude.
I'm going to say 35.
She's 32.
Oh! Beyonce!
Yeah! Ebony, I got Beyonce's. I got her birthday right. I hope you respect me now. You can respect me now, Ebony.
You ready to move on to dates? Now that Matt got one right.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
But I feel like we didn't really get the
date,
song.
On this date in what year... See you later, Alligator. Well, I saw my baby. Did Haley...
In the Comet?
No.
Oh. Bill Haley in the Comet?
Haley got his only look at the comet that bears his name.
Oh.
See what I did there, though.
I see what you did there. Bill Haley in the Comet. I had this on a 45... At my house.
Haley got his only look at the comet that bears his name in this day in what year?
1954.
1957.
Or 1682.
1682
Whoa!
Is what I meant.
Whoa!
I was going
Wait,
off the 50s.
You threw
song.
Me off, yes, because I was assuming that Bill Haley of Bill
no.
Haley in the comets, this was his
All
view.
I want to do right now is go to the hop. Because you're playing this music.
All right.
Let's all go to the hop.
On
Let's
this
go
day.
To the hop. Yeah, baby.
On this day in
Let's
what
go
year?
To the hop.
Oh, baby.
Did George Eastman register the trademark Kodak and receive a patent for his camera, which uses roll film? When I think back on all the
crap I learned. Best song ever. let's see, I think it was like 1908.
1874.
You were closer, I think, Steve-O.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, think of those old Brownie cameras.
Yeah, no, I know. So when was it?
1888.
Ah! 1888? That's Back to the Future.
That's when they go
That's
back.
Part three.
Yeah.
Did he know Doc Brown?
Maybe.
He probably did.
Maybe.
Probably did. And Clara? Clara Bell?
Maybe. All right.
What?
Today's...
How can you get after me about all my worthless trivia when you know
I'm
just as much stupidity?
I'm speaking about Back to the Future. I'm not speaking about In Living Color. I know right from wrong.
Today is Newspaper Carrier Day.
Hey!
Hug your newspaper guy.
Sorry you lost your job.
Those still exist?
I used to do that.
Paperboy?
Yep.
I feel like
I used to play Paperboy
on NES.
I feel like it went down after the video game came out, actually. Yeah.
It's also Macadamia Nut Day.
All right.
That is all.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Nutty, nutty.
I feel like today's birthdays was pretty solid.
That was pretty great.
I guess Beyonce's birthday.
Good job, you.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
I got Damon Wayans. Come on.
If Ebony was listening, she would be so proud of me.
She should be proud of me, too. I got Damon Wayans' birthday. He's the original Beyonce.
Whatever.
We got to take a quick break. It is Wednesday. Comics Corner. Bunch of nerd news. And you. We need a question of the day.
We do need a question
of the day. You want to give it to us? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us a question of the day. Or, of course, studio@MyStaticRadio. That's our website. /email address.
Happening in my ears right now.
Oh, right back with more of this Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Good morning, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Steve-O and Mateo with you. This is real life.
Real life.
Oh, man. Coming up, Comics Corner. Woo! We got a lot to talk about.
Guys, the station is infested with grasshoppers.
Yeah, this is insane. Walking outside. You haven't been here for a mothpocalypse yet.
No, but I mean, it's kind of like the cicada thing.
It feels like a plague.
Yeah.
There are seriously grasshoppers everywhere. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in or ask the question of the day, because we still need one for our question of the day. What? Can you delete that?
You can delete it.
Cool. Sorry, buddy. Hey, we got to take a quick look at traffic. You ready?
Yeah. Looks like everything's just moving along. We still have the road construction at Hunter Boulevard and I-40, but everything else is pretty green. There's a little bit of congestion building on Paseo, and then this little road up here that I can't see too well because it's so tiny. What is this road, Steve-O? Ellison. A little bit of congestion on Ellison, so if you're around there, be prepared for some stoppage going on. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001. Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, you love television, right?
Yes.
We do watch television regularly. Certain shows we just know and love. An Ohio family's holiday weekend was cut short when they decided to get DirecTV.
What?
That's right. DirecTV was installing Monday afternoon, Labor Day weekend, which is crazy. Dude was working on Labor Day.
Yeah.
But sadly, cable technician installing DirecTV Monday afternoon was there when their home burst into flames.
What?
Kendra and Michael Hicks of Union Township say that a DirecTV technician was preparing their home for the installation, and apparently he drilled through one of their power lines, starting a fire.
Yeah.
The home suffered minor damages, but the couple was in disbelief because they haven't received an actual apology from the company or the employee. DirecTV.
DirecTV.
DirecTV, everyone.
DirecTV.
And that will soon be a Dish Network commercial, so you're welcome for that.
We beat them to the punch.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. The phone lines keep going up, and then I keep talking, and then I go to answer it, and then they hang up. So I apologize if you're trying to get in on this. Yeah, Todd. On our Facebook page, he is finding a way to help support Static Radio. If you want to check out how he's doing that, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's the most recent post on our page. If you're a fan of Batman, Batgirl, or Batman and Robin, check it out.
Check it out.
Kind of cool. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Wednesday. Our buddy Shane yesterday sent in an interesting topic that I need to do more research on.
Yes.
So here's the deal. We're going to rock some LP.
All right.
We're going to come back.
All right.
We're going to talk about what's going on.
All right.
First, random phone call.
All right.
Static.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry I'm going to change topics on you. I was just hoping for a birthday shout-out for my 12-year-old Hannah today, who has been faithfully listening on her way to school for many, many years.
Your 12-year-old Hannah, so she's 12 years old today?
Today is the big day.
Woo! You know, we do birthdays at 6:45, so unfortunately I can't do a birthday
shout-out. Don't listen to
her. I'm just kidding!
Happy birthday, Hannah!
Happy birthday shout-out to Hannah!
Thank you so very much.
Yeah! Thanks for calling.
All right, blessings on your day.
Oh, you too. Hannah's 12 years old. They grow up so fast, you know.
They do.
One thing, one day, they're tiny and
running
cute
around
and wearing sunglasses.
Next day,
adorable.
12 years old, getting a birthday shout out. Static Radio. Crazy, crazy.
I'm sorry. Coming up, some contention with chaplains in the Albuquerque area.
We're going to do some research.
We're going to talk about that. In the meantime, enjoy some Linkin Park. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to your 8 o'clock hour Mountain Standard
Time.
Nice. Depends on where you're listening from.
Welcome to your 8 o'clock hour Mountain Standard Time.
Hey, go. I keep forgetting, like, we got listeners all over.
We have listeners across this country.
Talking to the guys from Amberlin yesterday, they're in Australia. So it was like,
must be nice.
It was like 7:30 p.m. And it was already the next day for them. So I was asking what the future looked like, how today was going to go.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. Because they could see the future because it was already.
Those dudes made a big announcement yesterday.
They did! Huge announcement. Devotion.
We'll talk about that after all this stuff.
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're talking about a story that's going national right now. The APD Chaplains Unit, that just ends, being called unconstitutional by a national group known as the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They say the issues are separation of church and state and discrimination against those with no religion. Now, you've actually been reading.
Yes.
Tell us what you're reading.
I looked up the, a lot of our, the separation of church and state goes back to a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote in reply to a letter from the Danbury Baptist Association.
Right.
And they pretty much, now some of this is old English, so I was about to look up, like, because some of this is like the way they order, you know, the syntax and stuff. I'm like, what? Because I'm an idiot. But pretty much, I believe what they were writing, they were just asking for some clarification.
Yeah.
Because the first, I did notice this, though, and this was something that I didn't really, I had never thought about. Let me find it. Blah, 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 blah.
Do you want me to answer the phone while you're doing
yes,
that?
Yes, answer the phone. I'm sorry. There's lots of words.
Static.
Hey, what up, guys?
What up?
Listen, dude, I got distracted. I wanted to finish. So the bottom line is this. In those moments when we as human beings make those mistakes and we fall down and you're in that really vulnerable space, dude, for me personally, even before whether or not I was going to church, you know, whether or not I was necessarily a believer, to have somebody there and available to comfort you,
yeah,
is so important. I mean, because for me, I'm you know me, I'm loud, I'm bigger than life, I'm. But when I've made a mistake, I am a shell of that individual.
Right.
And that's all of us, I think. I mean, to some degree, I really do. I believe that's the truth. And to have a chaplain available to give you a hug and say, look, man, whether or not you're on the wrong side of it or whether you're the victim, regardless, just to have a comforting voice available was my point, is an amazing service to the community. And I don't understand why anybody would want to deprive anyone of that. So no, I don't see a negative side of that. That's what I wanted to say. There I love you guys.
Love you too, Shane. Shane. Thanks,
okay,
bro.
Better.
Okay. 505-338-3700.
I found my paragraph.
All right.
Okay, this is the letter from the Danbury Associate Baptist Association in the state of Connecticut, assembled October 7th, 1801.
Okay.
To Thomas Jefferson, Esquire, President of the United States. This is the second paragraph. Our sentiments are uniformly on the side of religious liberty, that religion is at all times and places a matter between God and individuals, mm-hmm. that no man ought to suffer in name, person, or effects on account of his religious opinions, and that the legitimate power of civil government extends no further than to punish the man who works ill to his neighbor. But, sir, our constitution of government is not specific. Our ancient charter, together with the laws made coincident therewith, were adapted as the basis of our government at the time of our revolution, and such has been our laws and usages, and such still are, so that religion is considered as the first object of legislation, and therefore what religious privileges we enjoy as a minor part of the state, we enjoy as favors granted and not as inalienable rights. And these favors we receive at the expense of such degrading acknowledgments as are inconsistent with the rights of free men. It is not to be wondered at, therefore, if those who seek after power and gain under the pretense of government and religion should reproach their fellow men, or should reproach their chief magistrate as an enemy of religion, law, and good order, because he will not, dares not, assume the prerogative of Jehovah and make laws to govern the kingdom of Christ.
Wow.
So what they were saying, I believe, I wish we had a historical expert right here, because I am no expert.
He's from Mississippi.
But from what I gathered, they were just saying, hey, can we just kind of outline it a little more to make sure that nobody gets in a position where they could just say, you know, just start like making rules saying kind of like
limiting our Christianity.
I'm God.
Right.
You know, like saying I'm God. So this is what I say, which back then they had dealt with for hundreds of years. The leaders and you know, most countries from centuries ago were the representative of God
right
to that country.
Right. Not everybody was walking around with their own Bible to read God's word for themselves, saying, oh, this is what God's word said. It was those leaders, religious leaders at the time, who would say, hey, that's where we got the Reformation
what I say
from.
Goes.
Just saying before that.
Yeah.
Because some dude wanted to build a bigger cathedral, so now let's make this thing where you can, if you pay a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. now you can get one of your loved ones, your family members, out of hell for free. It's like a get out of hell free card. But you got to pay a certain tax.
What's interesting to me is you look back and you read these historical documents and you see the amount of respect that went into them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the whole time they're like, thank you for reading our letter. Thank you for reading our letter.
Right.
Thank you for reading. And then this really stuck out to me. Therefore, what religious privileges we enjoy as a minor part of the state, we enjoy as favors granted.
Right.
And not as inalienable rights. So the... It's like they're saying thank you
right.
for giving us religious freedom, because for so long
they were oppressed. They
had not had that.
Right.
But at the same time, they're like, they are not saying this wasn't our right. This was our favor.
Right.
Man, we need to remember that.
Now, what's interesting is they talk specifically about Jehovah and the kingdom of Christ. But mm-hmm. today, I think what the atheist group then in turn says is, well, this is our quote-unquote religious freedom. We have the right to say that there is no God. Or we have the right to, what was that, Pastafarian? They have the religious freedom to wear spaghetti strainers on their head for their photos. And they actually won that. That's winning. Those things are winning in court. But now a national group is calling for the APD Chaplains Unit to disband. Interesting.
They're winning in court.
America! Static!
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, so I just had one comment on the chaplain situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think, do they have to accept the comfort of the chaplain?
No. It's somebody called earlier and said that it's an option that they can say no, thank you. They can reject it. They don't. The chaplain doesn't necessarily have to speak to an individual.
Right. And so, I mean, the chaplain tends to offer comfort, but the person, if they aren't of that belief, they don't have to accept the comfort or listen
right.
to anything the person says. So I feel like they're just taking this like way too far.
Yep.
Because of the fact that, well, if you're not of that faith, you could just say no, thank you.
Right.
you know, and then not be offended by somebody that you don't, you know. And if you accept the comfort, somebody was there to comfort you, and you may not have liked it because you're not of that religious belief, but you're the one who accepted the comfort from them in the first place.
But ma'am, that would be too grown up of them.
I'm just saying.
Don't
like,
you understand that this is a petty argument and thus it has to come to like petty matters? You can't just be an adult about this. What's wrong with you?
It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
Because what about my religious freedom? And I want to have the availability of a chaplain's fees in a hospital or wherever it is that they're available if something were to happen to me. On the other hand, if we remove them, you know, what about the other 90% of people who would actually like it? So that's all I'm saying.
Thanks for the call. Thank you so much. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hi, I'd like to chime in on what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to actually add something. There was an article on Yahoo that I read yesterday that extends what they're doing. There are some colleges that are actually building religious housing, and they're trying to claim separation of state along with that as well.
Wow.
So they're saying that it's separating students based off of religion, and it seems like they're causing a world of hurt for a lot of people, and I think we just really need to pray that these guys find the correct direction and stuff.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you so much for the call and for updating that.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful morning.
You too.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation. What are you pointing at?
I want to read Thomas Jefferson's response.
Oh, man. Do I need, like... I need, like...
No, that's okay.
I need good music. It's Thomas Jefferson.
Just
so you
pretend
gotta,
like you hear it in your mind.
He's like the president. Or,
okay.
You know, not now, obviously. But, you know.
This was written back to the Danbury Baptist Association in the state of Connecticut.
Will you please read it like Thomas Jefferson would have said it? Please. Please.
No.
Please, come on.
Gentlemen. The affectionate sentiment of esteem and approbation, which you are so good as to express towards me on behalf of the Danbury Baptist Association, give me the highest satisfaction. My duties dictate a faithful and zealous pursuit of the interests of my constituents, and in proportion as they are persuaded of my fidelity to those duties, the discharge of them becomes more and more pleasing. So he's basically saying, hey, thanks for the kind words.
That was a really long way to say, hey, thank you so much
for
taking the time.
Hey, thanks for the kind words. This job's tough. I appreciate you saying I'm doing a good job.
That's usually how we start our emails when a listener emails us. Hey, thanks for the email.
Yeah, we just copy-paste.
Hey, thanks for the question. Hey, thanks for the comment.
All right, back to it.
I'm just saying Thomas Jefferson could have, like, not used 1,000 words just to say thanks. But
back then,
okay, sorry.
Their word was their bond.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
Believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legislative powers of government reach actions only and not opinions, I contemplate with sovereign reverence the act of the whole American people, which declared that their legislature would make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Thus building a wall of separation between church and state. That's where the phrase comes from. Adhering to this expression of the supreme will of the nation in behalf of the rights of conscience.
No, sir.
I shall see with sincere satisfaction the progress of those sentiments which tend to restore man all his natural rights, convinced he has no natural right in opposition to his social duties.
I reciprocate
your kind prayers for the protection and blessing of the common Father and Creator of man, and tender you for yourselves and your religious association assurances of my high respect and esteem. Thomas Jefferson, January 1st, 1802. Interesting fact about Thomas Jefferson.
Not a Christian.
He was a deist.
Yeah.
Many of our founding fathers were deists. Yeah. Deists were not Christians.
Right.
I get weirded out when people talk about the nation being founded on Christian principles.
Right.
Because many of the founding fathers, the important ones, were deists. Deists essentially believe that God was a grand watchmaker, and he created everything and kind of set it up and then started it and then stepped away, never to take part again. And if that's what you believe, then that kind of makes Jesus null and void.
Right.
He was probably just a great man. Another interesting fact about Thomas Jefferson, I learned this.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson edited the Bible. He made his own version.
Yeah.
It's super short.
Yeah.
Here's something you might not have known. Anytime someone enters Congress, they are given a copy of that.
Really?
To this day.
What?
Yes. It's the Bible according to Thomas Jefferson. And he essentially eliminated all of the miracles.
Yeah.
And then just laid out, like, you know, the Beatitudes.
Basically.
Just the stuff that Jesus said. Anything that he thought was not logically plausible, out.
Right.
And he, like...
Which is hilarious because he's the one that received this letter about how, hey, no human should have that control to be able to make laws or do anything that have to do with Jehovah or the kingdom of Christ. Well, and that. Thomas Jefferson's like, that's, you know what, dude, props to you. Thanks for the letter. By the way, I rewrote the Bible.
Yeah, but he didn't give it out.
Come on!
He did it. I don't think this
I'm just saying.
I know, but I don't think this is like solid knowledge. But I think he did it on a bet. That's what I've heard, is somebody was like,
Wikipedia that? Did you hear
no,
that?
No, I actually listened to a podcast about this recently.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Anybody can have it. We have a podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/morning, by the way, if you'd like to download it.
Are you telling the people that what we say is a bunch of...
Most of it.
Honky.
Unless it comes to the Word of God and we're actually quoting Scripture, sometimes we can... Coming up, we're going to be talking about comic books. Comics Corner.
I know. I can still listen to stuff about history.
Yeah, I know you can. Who is the podcast by?
Stuff You Should Know.
Oh, okay. No, it's just...
Yeah.
Cite the source. You never know.
You should listen to them. It's very interesting.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We kind of went off on a tangent there. APD Chaplain's Unit. Being called unconstitutional by the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They say the issues are separation of church and state and discrimination against those with no religion. Their lawyer said, quote, they'll tell you it's all part of God's plan. These things happen. There are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. Claims like that are not helpful to the non-religious and the non-believing. We find them extremely callous. So they're calling to disband the APD Chaplains Unit. It's become a national story. Your thoughts, 505-338-3700. The phone number. I immediately thought of this, speaking of God's word and what really matters. Colossians chapter 4. Has some incredible, incredible words of wisdom about how we ought to handle each day. We had somebody who worked in healthcare call in and say, hey, I struggle because I want to be able to pray for people. We have teachers who say, I want to be able to pray for my students. We have these chaplains who are now under attack by this Freedom from Religion group. And this is what God's word says in Colossians chapter 4. It says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may be able to make clear, which is how I ought to speak. So he's asking for prayer that God would open a door to bring about a situation where he can proclaim God's word clearly to someone in that instance. Because sometimes, you know, we want to go out and like preach the word to everybody and say, okay, but you got to know how, this right situation, how you ought to say it, how you are to convey God's word clearly to where they understand it. And he continues and he says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, non-believers. Term rare outsiders. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. I gotta tell you, dude, we've been in some amazing situations recently. And it's not one of those moments where me and Mateo were sitting there thinking, you know what we need to do right now? We need to go preach at a bartender, or we need to go talk to somebody in this VIP area at this concert. But in the last couple weeks, you and I have had this amazing opportunity to talk to different people, Christian and non, in different situations about Jesus Christ, about why we do what we do, about the radio station, about Jesus, about his love, about his redemption. And those situations, it almost just came upon us because we were in the quote-unquote right place at the right time, knowing that God, in his amazingness, somehow orchestrated us being at this right place at the right time, where we were able to talk to different people throughout these last few weeks. where it's been presented, where this opportunity has been presented. And I think that's what it is, whether you're the nurse, whether you're the teacher, whether you're the chaplain, whether you're the police officer, whether you work in government, whether you're a lawyer, whatever it is, pray that God would open that door, that you have that opportunity to reveal the quote-unquote, as it says, the mystery of Christ, where you can make it known to them clearly. And I think more often than not, we get nervous and we just buy a bunch of Bible tracts and we're like, I don't know what to do. And here!
Throw
take
them at
it!
People. Ah! Take this, it's three easy steps. I gotta go!
I gotta do that! And we run and we're fearful. And it's like, dude, if we live out our faith every moment of every day, it's been incredible to be able to just, while we're having some grub, hang out with this bartender slash waitress of ours and say, hey, here's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Here's what God has done in our lives. And even though she turned her nose for the briefest of moments in the beginning, when she realized we were just normal human beings and this is what God has done in us, she was very cool and open. And hey, maybe I'll have to check out your morning show.
Yeah.
So you never know what God's going to present before you. And we should be praying daily that God would open that door, that we would have that opportunity to be gracious, seasoned with salt. But knowing how we ought to answer each situation, because we've had some interesting ones recently. Static.
Very well said, Steve-O.
Hey, thanks.
You know, I've been a chaplain for, since 1995. And
dude, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, too.
Yeah.
The thing is, you do have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Opening those doors. And to do that, you have to be prayerful and you have to listen.
Right.
And one of the great things about chaplains programs across the country, and I've worked with Jewish chaplains and Buddhist chaplains, and there's a lot of chaplains out there.
Yeah.
I've worked in small, one-on-one situations and large group situations, is chaplains are human beings. Every once in a while, one of us will mess up and maybe say something, like tell a little girl that her father was killed in an accident because God wanted another flower in his garden in heaven. I heard a chaplain say that once, and it was devastating.
Right.
It was decades before that little girl grew up to be a woman and finally stopped being mad at God.
Right.
And actually gave her life to Christ because of the efforts of another police chaplain. We cannot stop in the face of this opposition to bring God's love to people.
Yeah.
It's appalling that they're calling for disbanding this the chaplains program at APD. I know a couple of the APD chaplains. The real issue here, though, is it's a survivable challenge because the New York fire department's program's been challenged in the past. A lot of large cities that have had their programs challenged, and if we persevere in prayer. And speak the truth without getting angry and without all the things that you just so well put, then we can continue to bring hope to people. Here in our community, we have a non-chaplain associated crisis intervention team made up of psychologists. Sorry, that was my radio.
Are you on the job right now?
Yeah, I'm on the job right now.
Right on.
And and when we can call these people for people who, I'm not comfortable with a chaplain. Is there somebody else I can talk to? Yeah, we can call these people.
Right.
They're trained psychologists. And the thing is, the chaplains, anybody who's going out into this field, and it's a mission field for us. It's got to be properly trained. You just can't wind people up and throw them out there. And I've seen secular psychologists and psychiatrists do as much damage as a poorly trained chaplain.
Right.
But the thing is that it's those are the exceptions and not the rules. Those are the low points, but not the highlights. And
I've had crappy waiters before. Doesn't mean we should disband all waitresses
True.
And waiters
because exactly.
of one random
exactly.
dude who sucked at his job.
Yes.
And I'd ask you to go back and look at what Thomas Jefferson said because, you know, it's, is it freedom from religion or freedom of religion?
Right.
And you know, that's often the commentary. You know, this group calls themselves the
Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Yeah. And freedom from what? Well, you know what? If you say you can't do this, you can't do that, that's not freedom.
Right.
That's not our God given right of being allowed to exercise our right of free will.
Right.
And so it's basically replacing one religion with another.
Yeah.
It is. So, but anyways, God bless you guys.
God bless.
You are.
Thanks for calling, dude.
You're right on. And I really appreciate the support.
Right on, man. Thank you so much for what you do and what you've done over the last however many, 18 years now. Amazing, Kevin. Amazing. So.
All right. God bless you guys.
God bless you too. All right. Amazing nude.
We got an actual chaplain to call in. And that's the thing, guys. Like, flip the script on this. When you say that you know we should all be free from religion, and you try to institute it in our country, that is a form. Not believing in anything is a form of religion.
Yeah,
that is your personal belief.
It's the irony,
which
of
I think
the situation.
We would all agree is a type of religion. And what Thomas Jefferson said, it should be between you and your creator.
Yeah.
And
traffic.
Looks like we got some stuff going on, people. We have an accident. San Mateo Boulevard at I-25. This happened at 8:05 a.m. about 40 minutes ago. Traffic is very congested on Paseo and around this accident. So watch out for that. We also have an accident, I-40 East at 12th Street, exit 157. That happened a little bit before 8, as well as an accident at I-40 East at Rio Grande, exit 157. That happened at 7:40. So right there, a couple of accidents. And then the construction at Unser and I-40. And regularly scheduled morning traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I want to remind you guys, coming up September 22nd, a City Harmonic live at the Lobo. Details at mystaticradio.com. You can get tickets, all that good stuff. Dude, right around the corner.
Yeah?
We got some goodness.
What is it?
It's called Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. We do it every single Wednesday at 9 a.m.
So cool.
Your opportunity to hang out with Pastor Nate and ask anything and everything you want. We are unshockable.
Unshockable.
That's what Nate says. There have been some times where I've been like, well...
You've been like, wait! I am shocked! Perhaps I will be the one receiving the therapy this day.
Ah, yes. Speaking of shocking and news in general, we've got lots for you in one of our favorite segments on Team Awesome Morning Party, known as Comics Corner.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really new, and I get them everywhere so that we can...
I have no idea what you're saying.
What?
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Yep. Someday I will learn the lyrics to our theme song.
Never gonna tell you what they are.
Is it part of the secret society?
It's an ancient language.
Ah, yes. A lot of news breaking this week in comic book form.
Wow!
Movies rampant with awesomeness.
Let's start off with movies and then we'll do like a couple of reviews.
All right.
All right, so movie news. Officially cast in a film coming out in a couple years called Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's coming out next year.
Yep.
Next fall. We have... It's so awesome. Bradley Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Is going to be the voice of a character called Rocket Raccoon.
Oh.
Rocket Raccoon is a...
Well, he's a talking raccoon.
He's an engineer.
With huge guns.
Talking raccoon, one of a kind. He runs around, and he's got a funny voice, and he shoots large guns, and He is not to be trifled with.
This is true.
He is a raccoon.
He is a raccoon.
If anyone can pull off a talking raccoon, it is Marvel slash Disney, being voiced by Bradley Cooper.
I can't wait, man. He's one of my favorites.
Either. It's going to be funny to see.
And true, yes, there is a character named Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon. Take him seriously.
Write this down.
Okay.
September 4th,
yes.
2013.
Got it.
We are telling you right now, Guardians of the Galaxy will be one of the greatest movies of all time.
How do you spell Guardians?
G.
Also, we found out that James Spader.
James Spader!
Pretty big movie star.
Yeah.
He was recently featured in one of probably my favorite television program, The Office.
What? He was in The Office?
Yes, he was a character called Robert California, and he was hilarious.
He will not be playing hilarity in any way, shape, or form in the new Avengers movie.
He is going to be the bad guy, Ultron, in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Who is absolutely terrifying. There's no comedy to him. He is a...
a robot terror.
I don't know how they're going to spin it, because it's not Hank Pym.
Yes. In the comics, a guy named Hank Pym, also known as Ant-Man slash Giant-Man slash Yellow Jacket. He's had a ton of different whatevers. But he invented Ultron as a robot trying to bring peace to humanity. And then that robot got sentient, and it said, no, I'm going to perfect this system.
Think Terminator.
Yeah.
Skynet meets... I don't know. That's all.
Because in case you didn't realize it, humans are imperfect. And when that perfect robot said, I'm going to fix this, he said, all I got to do is get rid of all the humans.
Tron Legacy, anyone?
Yeah.
I'm
there
just
you
saying.
Go. Yeah. That's a good example.
Yeah.
Also, today, somebody says they have a design sketch of Ben Affleck in the bat suit for the new movie, but nobody knows if it's real.
But if it is, he's got a black costume with a red bat symbol.
Red bat. Red belt. It kind of looks like, what's the
Batman
one?
Beyond?
Yes, or the one we watched where it's Thomas Wayne.
Oh,
Batman,
yeah!
Alternate reality.
From Flashpoint.
Flashpoint, that's the one.
Yeah, Steve Scott, he's the artist behind the Dark Knight comic book adaption. He also did some designs for Smallville. He has worked with Chris Nolan directly, and he put up an image. They don't know if it's an actual official Ben Affleck Batman image. That looks cool.
It does, but the guy on the site points out, too, it's got really funny lines in the back that makes it seem not serious. It's like, no bat nipples!
Yeah.
Ben Affleck says, no nipples!
Which was a big deal, actually, with the last two Batman movies with Val Kilmer and George Clooney. That was like... He became infamously known for that. And so, yeah. Anyway. Shall we move on to comic books?
Yeah, let's get
to it. I am currently reading a new series. It's called Forever Evil. Yeah, that's right. Forever Evil. Now, why would I be reading a comic called Forever Evil? Well, DC Comics has decided they're not making nearly enough money.
No!
So they decided to do something shocking like get rid of the entire Justice League... at the end of the Trinity War, so that... Spoiler alert.
Be careful, Steve-O. You tread on thin ice,
so that the villains could take over. So right now, Forever Evil number 1, it releases today. Big thanks to Astro Zombies, by the way, located at 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, for sponsoring Comics Corner and giving us some awesome books to review. Because this one, Forever Evil... basically centered around Lex Luthor and a cast of villains from different dimensions. I'm trying not to get too spoilery.
No spoilers.
Bunch of universes. Let's do this. Cram all the bad guys that we can in one comic book. Hey, look, it's Scarecrow. Hey, it's Two-Face. There's Lex Luthor. What? There's Captain Cold. And they're putting them all in this one book called Forever Evil because the villains have decided that they are going to take over the universe and they're going to destroy all superheroes. I have a feeling it's not going to go well for them. I just have this feeling.
What is this
that
feeling?
Probably the good guys are going to win.
Oh, man.
Right now, Magic 8 Ball. Outlook not so good for the superheroes. Ooh. They're MIA. But as I said, it's just issue number 1. It's been really intriguing, actually. So if you're a fan of the Rogues Gallery in DC, it's been very cool to see all the villains together interacting because obviously they're bad guys, and not all bad guys get along because they're
bad guys. And these guys, just because they're bad guys, yes, they are bad guys.
Bad guys.
So, yeah. Forever Evil number one out today. Thanks, Astro Zombies.
Yes.
And what are you reading?
Captain Cold sounds just as intimidating as Rocket Raccoon.
Captain Cold is awesome!
Okay.
He's a rogue, and the Flash is... It's crazy, and it's scary.
We are fixated on characters called Captain Cold and Rocket Raccoon. Take us seriously as people.
Woo! Comics Corner!
Comics Corner. I have been reading a series called Infinity.
Yes.
It is a Marvel comic. Steve-O's actually been reading this, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is kind of... It's one of those huge event crossovers, so there's a billion books you gotta buy. Mm-hmm. Well, really, they kind of streamlined it.
They streamlined it down to three, because this Forever Evil that I'm reading in DC has literally taken over every single book in the new 52 of DC Comics. So you would have to buy, like... 40 books every week to keep up with what's happening with every villain. Which, again, good job, DC, because you're obviously hurting for money. Just want to make some more of it. Well, I will not be purchasing all of the other things.
No. Luckily, Infinity is spanning specifically across... you have an Infinity series, and then you have New Avengers and Avengers. If you are just tuning in, we are doing a segment called Comics Corner, and this is the nerdiest we get.
And I'm going to play some music that coincides with Infinity right now. It is the biggest space epic comic book I've ever read in my entire life.
It's huge. The guy that's writing it, Jonathan Hickman, man, he's blowing my mind. He's such a good writer.
Yeah, he did a ginormous run on Fantastic Four that got... massive mainstream attention because he killed off one of the Fantastic Four.
Yes, he did. Yes.
It was absolutely amazing, and I don't want to ruin that.
This man cried. This man, there were tears from his face. He cried.
It was sad.
His whole face leaked. He was crying, his nose was running, and he was drooling.
Being that our favorite superhero is Spider-Man, and his best friend is one of the Fantastic Four, I'm just saying.
Anyway.
It was good.
Infinity, we've got the Avengers.
Yep.
We've got some X-Men.
Yep.
Because Wolverine and a couple more are members of the Avengers.
Yeah.
We've got Inhumans.
Yep.
We've got... It's pretty much the nerdiest you can get.
Yeah, and it's on the galactic scale of awesome.
Yes.
It's a pretty huge... it's a huge deal.
I would say if there's one you want to pick up and you're a Marvel fan, the Infinity series, we're only at number two.
Yeah, it's not disappointing.
So it's a good time to jump in. It's supposedly going to set up a lot of stuff for the next couple of years.
Yep.
Which they always do.
That's what they're promising right now. DC, it's interesting. DC and Marvel both have these giant crossovers right now that say, this is going across our whole universe.
This is a game changer.
It's a game changer forever. Something's going to change and people die.
And then
just
when you
everything.
Think that game was changed, we're going to have a different game that gets changed next year.
All snap.
Twice.
Except right now, the X-Men just launched a new Children of the Atom.
Game changer.
Game changer series at the...
So what happened here at the end of Comics Corner is that we were just talking a little bit more about comic books and how DC and Marvel and most major comic book companies come up with these huge, They come up with these huge spanning, like universe spanning events, and they put out a big thing. They do it like twice a year. That's what we talked about. Then we talked about what we learned. Journey played. It was wonderful. We had some great conversation today. We actually even had a man of Islam faith call in and say he's an avid listener. He really enjoys it. He enjoyed that we were talking about the chaplain thing because he felt it was important. But we didn't, again, the skimmer cut it out. So if you're listening to this podcast again, I am pleading with you, please support us so that we can do something about our computer program that keeps cutting out all the great things that we hear on the morning show and that people hear live. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed it. This is Mateo from Team Awesome Morning Party. Out. Later.